Hey friends, welcome back to another episode of Seed Talk with Lisa and Lane. Hey Lane.
How are you doing, Lisa? It's started to really heat up around here.
Yeah, I'm a little warm, but I'm good. I'm good because you know what? When it starts to warm up, it's amazing the flowers that were kind of like, why are you so short? All of a sudden are shooting straight up. So,
oh yeah. You know,
that's one of the good things about the heat. So all is well here.
Yes, same here.
So friends, we're glad you've dropped in for another episode of Seed Talk. And this episode is brought to you by thegardenersworkshop.com, which is home base to all things cut flowers, plus a little bit more. All right, Lane, what are we talking about today?
Well, we have a really good topic today. It's a flower that I think a lot of people consider to be the queen of flowers. And it's not something we typically start from seed, but it's something that the timing that it blooms, it's a really excellent complement to all the cool flowers that we have blooming outside at that same time. So we're going to be talking about peonies and specifically herbaceous peonies.
You are so right. I mean, peonies are they're the icing on our cool flower spring blooming cake.
Yes. So we're just going to be talking about some tips, how to grow them, the conditions they like, and then also harvesting and even storing them a little bit. So it should be pretty fun.
Yeah, cool. Let's do it.
All right, Lisa. So why should people consider planting peonies? And for you, why are they such a valuable crop on your farm?
So why should I consider planting peonies? I mean, even home gardeners, they're just a great crop. So as a home gardener, they might take a couple of years to really start putting on the show. But once they do, they are so carefree and just all of a sudden they pop up and start growing every spring. And you're like, oh yeah, I forgot I planted those peonies, and they are just big, gorgeous flowers. As a flower farmer, they are incredibly valuable. So I happen to have inherited lots of peonies from both sides of our family. So we have about 100-foot bed of incredibly mature peonies. And I mean, we get like 1,000 stems off of that bed. I mean, I could split them and make a lot more rows, but we just love the beauty and how they're, you know, just, we just have one row. As a flower farmer, first off, they're in demand to florists and just as straight bunches, right? But for us, they became paramount to our early bouquet programs because we don't really grow a lot of what we call feature flowers for our bouquets. And our peonies, like this is, you know, maybe a week and a half before Mother's Day. And ours are just heading into full blow, as I call it, when they start blooming. And it's perfect timing. And so they are high value in the end. I mean, Dave Dowling, I mean, when he's here touring our gardens, you know, for the open farm, and he always talks at the peonies because that's like one of his favorite crops. He talks about, just think about $5 a stem, you know, that in your future, when one bush can give you many, many, many stems, it is a high value crop. And we just absolutely love growing them. Even though I didn't pay for my roots, they're high value no matter whether you're paying for them or you happen to be gifted some.
I fully agree, Lisa. They act as a focal flower at a time when out in the garden, there aren't a lot to choose from. And it is a superstar of a focal flower. It is like the best focal flower. And like you mentioned, it has a really high price per stem. They're not typically very long blooming, but right, there are ways you can extend the bloom time by planting different varieties. And then we're going to talk about ways you can actually store your cut peonies if you want to hold them for longer periods of time.
Yeah.
And they're also a really long-lived plant in general.
100 years. I mean, I don't know of any other. I'm sure there are other perennials that have that kind of longevity when they're happy. You know, they have to be happy, y'all, to live that long. But many perennials just kind of peter out after several years and just kind of vanish one day. That does not typically happen to peonies. And the color selection is really wide now, too.
Yeah. And many of them are fragrant, too, we should mention.
Yes, they are. So if you are listening to this podcast on a podcast app, you might just want to hop on over to YouTube, on our YouTube channel, because Lane does a beautiful PowerPoint program that goes along with this. And the image that's up, the light pink flower on the right is actually Sarah Bernhardt, which is the peony that Dave Dowling says everybody should have. That's one of the top selling cut flower peonies. And it's very cost effective to purchase. And that was actually gifted to me. The darker peonies that I'm holding here on the left, those were actually some of the peonies from my grandmother. So I have no idea what variety they are. They are not heavily doubles. They aren't as voluptuous as Sarah Bernhardt's, but they are doubles. And they're just strong bloomers, and they're a little bit later to bloom. So I can't give you a name, but that is a hot color to have to add to your lineup.
It is. And always be sure to check the hardiness of whatever varieties you're purchasing just to be sure they'll work in your area. But one other benefit we should mention of peonies is that they grow really well in cold climates. So that's a positive for people living in cooler areas.
Yeah.
And the plants actually require a certain number of chill hours to be able to thrive and flower. So people in really warm climates may not be able to grow peonies successfully.
That is really true. The one of our friends, Pamela and Frank Arnowski, who we call the rock stars of the flower farming world, who are in Texas, they have a big farm. They've written a couple of books, and they've just really led the path. I bet it's been 40 years ago when they started farming. They actually are in southern Texas, where they really can't grow peonies. They bought a farm. I cannot remember if it's Minnesota or Wisconsin. And they go up there when it's peony. They went up there and planted them, the peonies, and then they go up there and harvest them. And they have a family member that has a little plane that flies them back and forth. And that's how significant, because they bring the peonies back to Texas. That's how significant this crop is. And yeah, up there where it's deep snow, cold, 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 they thrive.
What would you say are the limits in terms of USDA hardiness zones where people can actually grow peonies successfully?
So I really can't share facts on that because I'm not very well versed in it, but I will tell you that I know that when I was on the board of the ASCFG, you know, we give grower grants each year. You know, people would present projects that they wanted to investigate and they would get money to do it. One of them was several, many years ago, was about growing peonies in southern in southern areas. I'm trying to think where she was. I can't quite remember. But her project, if I remember correctly, was not very successful. But I know that there are people that have grown peonies a little further south than we thought that they could, but they went to a lot of effort to get that. You know what I mean? So you have to do things. And that would be something that a search engine search would be a good way to get those, what the official, you know, numbers are.
Right. And we're in zone 8A just for reference for everyone. But again, if you live in warmer zones, just do some research because there might be certain varieties that will perform better for you. And yeah, I'm sure you can find some really helpful resources like Lisa just mentioned.
Yes.
All right, Lisa. So I know a lot of yours, you just said were gifted or you got them in ways other than purchasing them outright. But what are your favorite varieties or some common varieties in the flower farming industry? And as a farmer, do people need to purchase special varieties? They can get really, really pricey, some of these special fancy varieties. Is that really necessary? Or do you think some of the basics, like you mentioned before, like Sarah Bernhardt, the oldies are still goodies?
Exactly. And that's a really great question. And that is one of the things that Dave talks about when he's here on the farm. And that is Sarah Bernhardt on the left. And then on the right, that is Festiva Maxima, I think is the name of it. And that is the lion's share of my stock. And it's white. And so what Dave will tell you is that when you're selling to florists and even doing it for bouquets, they do not know that that spectacular XYZ variety that you paid $50, $60, $70 for a root. They just know that's either a pink or coral or a white peony. It means nothing on a commercial level typically. So Dave's recommendation are some of these varieties, of which these are two of them, that are good old standards. They're very affordable. You can buy lots of roots. And just, I mean, if you're a home gardener, go for those really expensive special varieties because that's, you know, that's kind of like a feather in your cap, right? But in the cut flower world, we just don't, you'll never recoup that investment, basically. And that's where many people trying to be flower farmers really take a left turn and never get to come back. They're investing in these overindulgent cost products like these special peonies that really are not part of what you should be growing as a commercial flower farmer, right?
Lisa, would you say that the doubles are generally more in demand than the singles?
Yes. And so I'm glad you asked that too. So the singles, for the ones that I've grown, tend to bloom the earliest. That's why flower farmers get pushed to include them. And I don't know the name of the variety because, again, it was gifted to me when Steve and I got married. Somebody gave me a large root of a hot pink single with a beautiful center. And they last at least 5 to 7 days when they're cut at the right stage to harvest. And they are so beautiful. And you're so hungry for flowers. And I know peony trees, I think right. they also tend to bloom a little bit earlier and they don't tend to last as long. But the singles have a use. But in general, it is really the doubles that are voluptuous and are called bombs are the most valuable as cut flowers.
So don't feel the need to splurge. Of course, you can if you want, but the old standbys are still great choices. And like I mentioned before, there are early, mid, and late bloomers. So do be on the lookout for that as well when you're shopping for your peonies.
Yeah.
Okay, Lisa, so now we're going to talk about the conditions that peonies really need to thrive. So how should people space their peonies? And then what are those conditions that they need to be able to produce this abundance of flowers?
Sure. So, you know, there would be, I would think, two different ways to space, one in a landscape and one on a flower farm. In a landscape, I would think 24 inches is probably the recommendation. I haven't looked that up. I would, you know, you could certainly, again, search engine that to confirm it, but 24 inches because peonies are one of the few flat perennials that you plant it where it wants to live for the rest of its life. They resent being moved, although we have moved ours at least 4 times. But again, I want to say we have very mature roots and that makes a really big difference. So 24 inches in a landscape. So that on the right there, that's our bed or just a small portion of our bed. That's a 30-inch wide bed, and there's 2 rows of peonies in there. In the row, the peonies are spaced about 12 inches from center to center, and they're staggered from row side to side. So it's like a zigzag if you saw all the foliage cut off and we're just seeing the stems stick up. And, you know, that's because we know they will be moved in probably 4 or 5 more years, and we cut them. You know, they're being cut and that really thins out the foliage.
What sun conditions do they prefer?
Sure. So full blasting sun. A plant will survive in part sun, part shade, but they typically don't bloom to their potential in that actual condition.
Yeah. And it's funny because out in our garden, we have peonies planted in sort of this arch and it gets less sun on either end of the arch. And it's just so funny because it's the same varieties repeated. And you can just see the ones in the middle that get the most sun, they have so many more blooms and then it tapers off towards the edges. So that's definitely true.
I mean, that's just such a good lesson, right? I mean,
right.
The same difference, not about peonies. We have one of the bulbs is burnt out and one of our grow lights in our grow room. And Bobo just asked me today, there's 6 trays that there's this short portion right in the middle of the tray. Well, guess what? That's where there's 4 bulbs and only one of them is burnt out. It's so fascinating to see how significant light is. I think we just really underestimate that power.
How about fertilizer and watering? What do you do in terms of those?
Sure. So we, you know, prepared the soil. We added organic dry fertilizer that would definitely be beneficial in the fall to apply that again. I'm trying to hear Dave Dowling in my ear, what he was saying to people. But most perennials benefit from either a spring or a fall application. But here's the surprising thing that he tells people. The most significant time to provide water to peonies is in July and August because that's when they're developing their buds and blooms for next year. So that's really because we tend to forget about them at that time of the year, right? Because they're done and you forget. And so that's when he said they're really developing for next year.
Do you use anything to help support the stems? Have you found that to be necessary?
If you're not cutting them in bud, as we do most often, you definitely have to support them because it takes just one little rainstorm to put big open blooms in the dirt and you'll never get them back up again. So support in a landscape for sure, grow through rings, crowning, whatever your pleasure is, but definitely in a landscape. I'm funny enough, there's a lot of mature peonies around in our neighborhood because a lot of these are old family homes. And there's one particular peony that is planted out next to a telephone pole and it is huge. And every year when it's white, every year when it buds up, I think, oh, this is going to be so beautiful. And about 2 days later, you drive by and they're all open and they're all on the ground.
Oh.
So support is essential. But as a flower farmer, we do not support them because we cut them in bud. So they aren't heavy yet.
Do you do any disbudding on your peonies at all?
I have. When we were selling primarily to just florists many, many years ago, I would disbud in the effort to get that central bud bigger. But what I learned for our bouquet business, when we started using them as focal flowers, we appreciated those additional buds. They don't always go on to open. Sometimes they would, but they added interest because it had a bud there, yeah. You know? And our florists actually love that too. They never get peonies shipped in that have buds on them around the central bud. So they really appreciated that. It just looked more voluptuous. So I have pinched, but we don't pinch now.
And do you do anything at the end of the season for these herbaceous peonies, Lisa?
So yes, that's a good question. So peony blight, which is a peony disease, is pretty prevalent, especially in the South. I guess it's probably November after the foliage has really started to die down. And I want to also mention when you harvest peonies, we only cut a third of the stem. You know, we don't cut them super long because that stem and foliage is what feeds the roots and is building that bud for next year. But in November, we choose to cut all of our foliage off and we'd leave literally like a 6 to 8 inch stump of a stem. There's no foliage left. And all of that foliage goes in the trash can. It does not go into our compost heap. We don't leave it laying in the garden because that's a place where peony blight can get hold and live and, you know, carry over from seed to season to season. And I'm just happy to report Dave Dowling has yet to find peony blight in our patch. And it's a real threat when you grow a lot of peonies is the problem, you know?
Yeah. So. All right. Now we're going to move on to talking about the harvest stage for peonies. If you cut them too early, they might never open. If you cut them too late, they might blow open and just have a very disappointingly short vase life. So what is the proper harvest stage for peonies, Lisa?
So for cut flowers, we cut them as soon as they hit the marshmallow stage. And what that means is we start pinching buds 3 times a day when the peonies start developing. And you'll know it once you do it. So if you walk along and you pinch a bud, it's hard as a rock. And then you see one that's, you can actually see the green sheath is starting to split. Yes. And you can kind of see the color. And you pinch it and it's soft. And it's like, once you experience that, you know exactly what we're talking. Because I was really nervous about doing this at first. But once it happens for you, we cut them as soon as they hit marshmallow. And let me just say that from breakfast to lunch to dinner, what's hard as a rock at breakfast can be marshmallow at lunch.
Yes.
Or dinner. Because as a flower grower, you want to get them to the in person as that stage is just cracking open and not much before that. And you have better luck holding them at that stage in a cooler when they're tighter instead of looser.
Yeah. And that's such a good point that they will start to blow open so fast. So you might need to check multiple times a day.
It's so true. Let me just tell you this. So yesterday I harvested a bunch of peonies and I wanted purposely some that were at proper stage that went right into the cooler in the refrigerator. And I wanted some more open because the big point of peonies this time of the year for us is we need focal flowers. So when we're making our bouquets, we want at least one to be kind of open, right? Well, all the ones that I cut yesterday that were just starting to crack, as you can see in this image, those ones that are bigger, fluffier, they look like that when I cut them. They were fully blown open this morning. I'm going to have to cut more tomorrow. So yes, they move really, really quickly and it's hard to hold them without a cooler.
And I just want to reiterate something you mentioned earlier, Lisa, in terms of where to make the cut. In contrast to a lot of the annuals we're often talking about where we recommend cutting really deep on the plant, these are perennials. You don't want to take out the whole stem all the way to the ground. It
right.
needs that foliage to regenerate for the next year to be able to produce flowers. So how exactly. long of a stem? You said you take out about a third of the stem only. How long would you say that is?
24 inches at most.
So don't take more than you need, basically.
Yeah. Yeah.
And then how do you deal with the perpetual question of ants on peonies? They're often on there enjoying the nectar. How do you
exactly.
deal with it if you cut some peonies and there's little ants crawling on them?
Well, to my understanding, The ants aren't really doing a job there except for eating the nectar. And they are kind of, they're predators against other bugs. So they are beneficial, but they are not required to make peonies bloom, to my understanding.
Right.
And so they have a real important job, but you don't want them on your cut flowers. So when we bring in the flowers from the field, if we have a lot of ants, sometimes we don't have any ants. Some years, you know, an ant colony would have taken up in the peony patch and you have them. And so when that happens, we literally put flower, regular fresh cut flower food in the bucket water, and that has sugar in it. And we just put them in the cooler like we normally do. And the next morning we come out, all the ants are floating in the water where they went for that sugar. They're off of the bloom. So that kind of takes care of that problem. That's the only time we eliminate ants is when they're on the stems that we've brought inside.
All right. And then I just want to talk about storing peonies and if you have any special conditioning tips. So let's say you've cut them at that perfect marshmallow stage. How can you store them if you want to store them in water? And then if you want to store them for longer time periods dry?
Okay. So first off, our peonies were out the door pretty quickly. So we weren't sitting on them very long. But because we really didn't want the bud to have any encouragement to develop anymore until they get to your floors, because let me just add, getting them in your delivery vehicle, I don't care how cold it is, taking them from your building into the delivery vehicle and then driving them to the florist and getting them in the florist building and getting them in the cooler, you can't believe how much they open. So you really want to keep them tight as you can. So with that in mind, if we have to do the ant step about getting the ants off, the next morning we pull those stems out, rinse off any ants that are on the stems, dump those buckets, rinse them, and then just fill them with plain water. Because they're only going to be in that, they don't need CVBN tablets. It won't hurt them, but they don't need it. And they don't need anything. So we just put fresh water, put them back in the cooler to keep them. And we keep them, I remember right, Dr. Dole, who is our cut flower specialist at NC State, I think it's 34 degrees. You never, of course, want to go close to 32 because that will freeze your flowers. But to truly keep peonies from opening anymore, they have to be held at 34 degrees. And, you know, we don't store them long that way. Typically, if we might cut them, I mean, because we're cutting multiple times a day, right? And we sold on Mondays and Thursdays and then Fridays. So if you're cutting on Tuesday and Wednesday, you really want to just hold them in that water. Now, if you need to hold long term, let's just say, I never did this commercially because I could sell all my peonies immediately. Whenever I can sell something fresh, quick, I don't ever sit on it to dry it or just hold it in a cooler. But let's just say that your daughter's getting married in late June and your peonies bloom in early May and you want to have lots of peonies for her wedding and you don't want to pay $25 a stem out of season for them, right? You can store them dry. And that means you cut them. They never go in water. They're cut at the proper stage. They're brought in. They're wrapped in paper. You can put, I'm pretty sure you can put more than one in a, you know, like a bunch and wrap them in paper. And then they're stored on a shelf in the cooler dry. And you can do that. I've heard people talk up to 3 months. I was never willing commercially to risk a high value crop like this doing it because I could sell it immediately. But for a special occasion, and we tested it, you then at June, when it's time for that wedding, you take them out and you rehydrate them. They're not going to last as long, but they're going to last long enough for your event. You take them out, recut the stems and hydrate them in flower food.
Yep. It's funny. I'm doing the same thing right now because my mom's coming to visit later this month and I want to make her a really pretty bouquet. And I'm so scared the peonies are going to be all blown open by then. So I'm doing just that. I'm trying to save some. Lisa, how many peonies would you typically put in a market bouquet?
One probably for our standard market bouquet. And that's why we really loved having those buds, you know, especially that pink variety on the left. Sarah Bernhardt, I can't quite remember if she's kind of buddy. That pink, hot pink variety really has, some of them have 4 or 5 extra buds. And that just really adds value. And again, it just really depends on, if the price point's going up higher, then you could put another one. But for a standard, you know, $25 market bouquet, one, maybe two, depending on what else is in it.
All right. Well, that was it for our peony episode. We hope you enjoyed that. And hopefully you have some peonies planted in your garden or on your farm. Or if not, hopefully you'll be trying to plant some. And please be sure to follow or subscribe wherever you're watching or listening. And thank you so much to everyone for joining us again.
And, you know, Lane, we didn't mention the best time to plant peonies is in the fall, as all perennials True. Are, just for a tip for everybody. So that's the time that you want to actually plant them. And so, friends, we appreciate you being here. Remember to drop us a review and recommend us to your friends. And head over to thegardenersworkshop.com to connect with us on other ways and other levels. Till we meet again, friends. Ciao.
Bye.